from the ShopRite Tobacco Plus Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Streaming live on the 103.7 The Game mobile app and on 103.7thegame.com. Let the hype begin. This is the Alan Michaels Show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Alan Michaels Show on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Welcome to February 22, 2018. Half the time, double the hype.
I am the hype!
I am!
69.
Nice. Tee-hee. How the hell you doing? Whether you're listening worldwide on the 103.7 The Game mobile app. We're going to do everything fast today, so let's do this fast. Powered by the Golf Connection. We know golfers win a golf. Or if you're right here in Acadiana, welcome to one sweet hour of bust-ass sports talk to get you through this part of your Thursday morning. And if you're ready to rock and roll, strut and stroll, please call in and give me a heck yes, like Nick Foles would, 337-706-0111. On today's program, LSU baseball. They get the victory yesterday, but pitching, I'm going to downgrade it from what it was over the weekend. It got even worse. The whole situation, bad right now to start the season for LSU baseball. We will go over yesterday's game against UNO here in just a minute. Also on today's program, fighting old guys. Old guys talking about fighting each other. We always talk about super fights. We always talk about goofy fights they're putting together these days, whether it's in the UFC or Bellator. This one is not even, there's nothing in motion yet, but there's just talk, and we have some sound. And it's just, it's sentimental to me because it's a couple of fights I really loved. So we'll let you know what that super, is it still a super fight when they're that old? When they're 48 years old? I don't know. But we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about a certain legend telling a certain MMA legend to fight his daughter in the professional wrestling ring.
It's about to be a what? Girl fight.
Cat fight!
They're girls, Alan.
Also today, yes, it's Thursday, which means the reveal of this week's 103.7 The Game top 10 list as voted by everyone here who works at 103.7 The Game. The entire staff will be revealing this at 10:30, Cody. Am I correct?
Or it was a bit of fun.
Do you have everything in, all the votes from Dave Schultz, Ben, Cody, yourself, me?
I don't have, I'll ask for once more, and that's it.
One more time. If you don't get it in, guys, then you're not going to be conned this week for 103.7 The Game's top 10 list. Yes, it's our top 10 list voted, points accumulated, and we give you the big reveal every Thursday on the Alan Michaels Show. And that's coming at 10:30. I cannot wait. And I'll flat out tell you who I voted for number one this week. USA!
Oh,
USA!
Yeah.
Was that your number one vote?
Yes. Easy call there.
Jocelyn Lamoureux, Davidson, Amanda Kessel, USA women's hockey.
USA.
Giving us something to actually be happy about when it comes to a gold medal, a big, big win against Canada in a shootout. Hockey's our sport now, you Canucks. It's ours. Although our men didn't do anything. But hey, that's because we didn't get to send NHLers, and that doesn't count.
Canada.
Well, I want to give them the credit where credit's due. Canada women dominated for like 20 years. We finally got them last night. That was my number one vote, but that necessarily might not be what is actually number one on the prestigious 103.7 The Game top 10 list, which will be revealed at 10:30. And speaking of mayors, a mayor just left, right? We just had the mayor president in, Joel Robideau. Great guy. We're going to go see another mayor at the end of this show. Mm-hmm. Taking a trip to Hot Take City. Yes, Mayor Alan Magel. That's A-L-L-A-N-M-A-G-G-L-E. Alan Magel, the mayor, will be hosting us in Hot Take City, and we will burn that sumbuck to the ground to close off the fastest hour in all of sports talk. So strap yourselves in, strap something on, and get ready to go deep. 337-706-0111 to call in. Get involved in the 1037 The Game inbox. A variety of ways to do that. At Alan Michael Show on Twitter. At 1037 The Game on Facebook and Twitter. Holler, 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 and we'll reach deep. We'll go deep into the 1037 The Game inbox for whatever you have to say. Without further ado, Cody, please ring that bell. It's time for the morning main event.
The 1-2 lifted in the air to right. Going back, though, this ball sailing, but on the track. Play made by Cabrera in right field, and the Tigers get the win over UNO by a final of 14-6.
What a great day for the Tigers.
Would you call it great? I don't know about great. It was pretty sweet. It was like one sweet.
Make it a win.
It was a win for LSU baseball.
All that matters.
Against UNO, who I believe they did not beat at all last year.
No, 0-2.
Next, you got to get Tulane back now. Got to get them. But UNO, one down on UNO. And JUCO Cam Sanders, got to start there. Woof. Double woof. Three runs on two hits, a walk, hit a batter, zero alts, yanked from the game. Didn't someone even call in earlier this week and say, what if Cam Sanders pitches great and they make him a starter? Nope. That doesn't look like that's happening.
Not so fast.
And I am officially downgrading LSU's starting pitching situation from rough start to horrendous start. About as bad as it could be. Has to be. Ugh, bad. Josh Smith, though, was out of this game. And the good news is he was replaced admirably by Hal Hughes, who went 2-for-4, had a double. Scored a run, two RBIs, and you know what? No errors. Hal Hughes stepped up in place of Josh Smith after a few days where we were talking next man up. Going to be tough to replace LSU's best infielder. He did all right. And then in the order, in the lineup, Daniel Cabrera stepped up, and he replaced Josh Smith in the lineup very well as well.
Right up the middle, base hit, gets by a diving Darren Willis. He breaks out of his slump down from second into home plate. It's going to be Broussard, and a sliding second base will be Daniel Cabrera, who celebrates, as does his team and fans.
2-for-4, a walk, two runs scored, two RBIs. And yes, Daniel Cabrera, the next big thing, was batting leadoff yesterday. And Paul Maneri, that's what he does. He makes changes, even if his freshman started his career 0-for-9 last weekend. Best part of the game to me, though, was how LSU just responded to that bad first inning. Particularly Antoine Duplantis saying, hell nah, I'm not going to worry about bad pitching. He goes out and hits a triple and scores a couple of runs.
Brings it to the plate. Runners go. And this one, a line drive off the glove of Jacob McFadden at first. It'll roll into foul territory in right field. Coming in to score will be Cabrera. They'll go ahead and send Bain. The ball just now coming in. Duplantis sliding safely into third on a smoke line drive to the first base side where McFadden got a glove on it, but it may have hit the back side of the glove. He had to react quickly. That one roped off the bat of Duplantis.
No vocal leader on this team yet, but that's leading by example, and we've seen a lot of that response from the bats. Even in these rough games for the pitching, LSU bats have responded, except last Sunday. Three of the four games, there have been run spurts. Yesterday, though, seven pitchers relieved that bad start by Cam Sanders. Seven bullpen guys used up, which is fine for the middle of the week, but that cannot happen on Fridays or Saturdays for LSU. Other side note, Zach Watson Was a late scratch for the game yesterday. Paul Maneri called it a strained oblique. LSU gets the win yesterday, and they take on Texas this weekend at home. Longhorns and Tigers. That is going to be G-O-O-D-T. Good. 337-706-0111 to call in. If you want to talk some Tiger baseball, hold that Tiger and call in. We'll be right back after these messages and a Winter Olympics update from Westwood One. Coming up next on the Alan Michaels Show, fighting! And also, which guy has the most to prove at the NFL Combine? Some executives let us know who they're going to be looking at. We'll let you know what player that is. And yes, it is an LSU Tiger. This is the Alan Michaels Show, live from the ShopRite Tobacco Plus Studios on Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game. Stand back, stand back.
Well, I had a lot of interest level. Actually, on New Year's, I asked the matchmakers for UFC if they'd ever want to do a Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz 3. And he kind of looked at me and laughed and said, Chuck couldn't pass me to fight again. He's been knocked out unconscious 5 times, and I don't think I guarantee you the doctor won't give him a license. So it's up to them. I mean, I thought of it just because I guess I was pumped because of the UFC in general, being back in the house. But I don't know. I would like to get another give at it. I mean, I left on the high school of choke and shell within 2.5 minutes. My body's fine. You know, I know Chuck Liddell's been knocked out unconscious where they had to kind of give him the smelly sauce to make him feel better. But he's looking to get a paycheck, and I understand it. I have other businesses, and it's not a hurry for me to fight. I don't want to fight. I don't need to fight. But if Chuck needs to, I'll be a good friend like he was once and give him a payday.
That was Tito Ortiz.
Ow.
Talking on a FaceTime to the TMZ. Talking about a potential fight with Chuck Liddell. God.
We're all old and the baddest of all the old men.
He is the Huntington Beach bad boy. Welcome back to the Alan Michaels Show on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Alan, how come you're talking about a couple of washed up fighters that probably won't even fight against each other? Because I love seeing Tito Ortiz get knocked out by Chuck Liddell. That was like my favorite thing ever. Very sentimental. And when I saw this, I said, we have to talk about it. I don't care.
The Iceman cometh.
Chuck Liddell looking to get, I think he's on Big Brother Celebrity or something right
now.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, but I think he might be. I don't know. But I also know, I do know that Chuck Liddell's like keeping himself in shape. So he says he's trying to get a license to compete again. And rumors swirling that it'd be him and Tito Ortiz in a third fight. Chuck Liddell's 48 years old. And for a lot of people, I'd say really introduced the sport of MMA to a lot of people. I mean, he was a character, a fun guy to watch, a badass. Cody, I'm sure that's one of the main names you know.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Liddell was,
first recognized what the hell MMA was.
He's my first and favorite fighter for a long time.
And while I knew about MMA and watched a little bit of it, and I'd even watch some Pride here and there, and of course introduced it out, of course, through pro wrestling. You got to give credit to Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, what they did for the sport. But what got me glued and hooked and excited was when I got to see the guy I despise the most in the sport, Tito Ortiz, get TKO'd by Chuck Liddell twice. That was great. Great moments in UFC history. UFC 47, UFC 66. I remember them like they were yesterday.
It's a baby UFC.
Cannot stand Tito Ortiz. Love seeing him get beat up. So if they're going to do this again, I'm all for it. I don't care. But you know the UFC is getting desperate if they're even thinking about this. This is something you expect from Bellator and you want to see on Bellator. This is tailor-made for Bellator. But Tito was talking like he was having a word with UFC folks. I highly doubt the UFC would ever stage this. And also, would Chuck Liddell even be licensed? Tito brought that up. He probably won't. Chuck Liddell finished his career getting knocked out by Rich Franklin in 2010. We're talking to eight years since his last fight, and he was on a 3-fight losing streak to finish his career, the Iceman. All three of those fights by way of knockout. And not just a knockout, but like heinous, please retire knockouts. Do I want to see
it? Don't kiss me on the forehead after not.
Oh, you better. No, just like get everybody back off this guy and really get the smelling salts.
Might want to just pull the ammonia out for this one.
Now, it's probably not very healthy for Chuck Liddell to fight again, but I want to see that in Bellator so bad.
Can't be any less healthy than being in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Everybody knows that's a hazard. I just don't want Tito Ortiz to be able to finish his career with a win. That's all. So I had to speak out on that. Oh, man. That'd be so sweet to see him lose the Huntington Beach bad boy. He's the only guy with bleach blonde hair I never liked. Don't stay gold, Tito. Never. There was also another, as I went down the TMZ rabbit hole looking at that video.
Bless your heart.
I was on the YouTube, and I see on the right side, you know, they suggest you might like this video if you like that one.
I've been there.
And I see the thumbnail of Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan sitting in a hotel room looking like they were on a Facey Time with the TMZs. And they were. So I clicked it, and I watched it. And it was a short two-minute conversation, the Hulkster talking about how, I want to get back to WWE, brother. And then this basically a call-out from the Nature Boy.
She's an awesome girl, and you know, coming out Roddy Piper's t-shirt and jacket, and she loved the hot rod. So I look forward to her. I've met her twice, and she's very nice, and she'll bring, you know, a lot of notoriety to the company if she elects to do it. Hopefully, she wrestles my daughter. That's what I want.
That's what they're getting.
That's what we want.
That's what everybody wants.
The queen and Ronda.
I don't know if Ronda's ready for that yet, Rick. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I told her. Hey, come on. As she wants it.
Ric Flair talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey coming to the WWE and saying she should face my daughter, Charlotte Flair. And I've been saying it, Cody, and now it's straight from the horse's mouth. Ric Flair knows it. The Hulkster knows it. The world knows it. We all want it, Ronda and Charlotte. I want that to main event the Superdome. Do I think it will? No. We've been talking about that on the 20 by 20 podcast, which dropped yesterday. If you're into wrestling, that is 103.7 The Game's exclusive pro wrestling show. Cody, yesterday, we talked about Ronda's contract signing, but I feel like I'm the only one who still has hope that she'll face Charlotte.
Of right now, yeah.
Yeah, you both kind of said you're giving up on that dream. I'm not giving up.
I've given up on any dream of any singles match just yet.
For Ronda. I saw the training montage. She looked ready to me in that montage. She was flat back bumping in the ring and running the ropes. She looked judo throwing. And with the Nature Boy on her side lobbying for the match, why not? Although Charlotte needs to keep her title. It doesn't have to be for a title. Maybe Charlotte will drop her title, be non-title match. I understand because she's not in the top 10 of the rankings right now.
Triple threat match, Asuka versus Charlotte versus Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey, where the titles can just go wherever.
That'd be four. You said triple threat. That's four people.
Triple threat plus one.
Okay.
Alexa Bliss is like half.
I don't know about that. But the WWE much more strict about, they're stricter about the rankings and who gets a title shot. Unlike UFC, where you could be a George St. Pierre and leapfrog eight guys and get a title shot. Ronda Rousey's not getting a title shot at WrestleMania, Cody. I don't believe that, but she could still, non-title against Charlotte. That's what I want to see. The Nature Boy calling it, though. We don't have the clip there, but in that video I watched, Cody, Hulk Hogan also said that Ronda could kick Brock Lesnar's ass. Do you think that's true?
Brock, very gentlemanly of him.
I'd like to see that, actually. That could be the main event. Brock versus Ronda.
Welcome to the Suplex Boutique.
Who's to say you can't have man versus woman in the main event of WrestleMania? One day.
You know, I have nothing to add to that. I don't know what you want to say.
I'm looking at my top 10 list, and I'm seeing a severe lack of flares. It came in. Here's the official list. We're going to reveal it in about 5 minutes. The 103.7 The Game top 10 list, as voted on by the staff here at 103.7 The Game. I saw that video too late to put in Ric Flair or the Hulkster or Charlotte. And unfortunately, I voted Ronda's montage really high, but it did not make this list, Cody.
Bummer.
It looks like, though, we have some mainstays from last week's list and a lot of newcomers. Find out who they are next. This is the Alan Michaels Show. Get involved. Let us know your top 10 if you got one. 337-706-0111. We're going to Hot Take City later. We'll go into the 103.7 The Game inbox. We got work to do and only a half hour to do it. Let's rock. You're listening to 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. Monday, February 26, 6 p.m. on KDCG-TV, uniquely Acadiana, there will be Telethon du Festival, the first ever telethon to benefit Festival International. That's right. It'll be a telethon, and they will be accepting donations and having auctions all night long, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on KDCG-TV. And you could watch great live acts. There's going to be all sorts of awesome lookbacks at the history of Festival International de Louisiane, and you have the opportunity to really get some cool stuff, donate to the festival, and be a me to festival. That's February 26th, this coming Monday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on KDCG-TV, uniquely Acadiana.
Cool kids say he's lit. Old folks say he's swell. He's just trying to stay hype. It's the Alan Michaels Show on 103.7 The Game.
Which player at the NFL Combine coming up in March do you think has the most to prove to all the league suits and guys with whistles as they get poked and prodded? Which of those young players needs to really win over the crowd of league executives and coaches and get them to understand that, hey, maybe I might have had some issues, maybe there's questions about me, but I am a baller, and you need to draft me. Off the top of your head, Cody, can you think of the one guy going into the league this year that needs to do that more than all the others?
Not off the top of my head.
No? You wouldn't say, like, Baker Mayfield, maybe? Or Sam Darnold?
I mean, but they're quarterbacks at this point.
Quarterbacks would definitely be the number one guys you need to ask questions about. If you're league executive,
we've seen a million batrillion times, you know, a team is going to take a quarterback if they want a quarterback, and it doesn't really matter.
Well, teams are staying away from Johnny Footballs now. They don't want another one of those. But
that's the outlier.
The majority of the time, these executives are really looking deep into the quarterback, their psyche, who they are. But according to a poll conducted by Daniel Jeremiah, of the NFL.com's Arden Key, according to league executives, is the player with the most to prove at the coming combine. That's right.
Where is he projected?
Arden Key could be a first rounder. But there are lots of questions executives want to ask Arden Key himself. This is the Alan Michaels Show on 103.7 The Game, and we covered Arden Key's whole dang career at LSU. We know all about him. We know that for some inexplicable reason, he was absent from the team and had to take a leave, and never got an answer. So we didn't even get that answer. We covered the player his entire college career. But we know that he could deliver on the field. He showed up big in the Alabama game. He didn't have a great season, but to a league exec, looking at what he did this past season, knowing that he had that issue, that's a big red flag. And also the production wasn't there. So I could understand why. The other guys who got votes from the five executives polled were Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield, which you expect. Quarterbacks are going to get the most scrutiny at the combine. But Arden Key is the only non-quarterback with the most to prove at the combine, according to this executive poll. And one executive in the league from one of the NFL teams, remaining anonymous in this poll, said Arden Key really needs to explain what happened last offseason and talk about where he is now. He was the biggest disappointment of the 2017 season. Wow. I mean, he was kind of a disappointment, but wasn't horrible. Even to an LSU Tiger fan, I don't think he'd say it was the biggest of the year, but that's how some people in the league, the NFL, view Arden Key going into his NFL career. Another executive said, quote, people have to meet the person and see if he can explain everything that's happened over the last 2 years. He needs to gain the trust of the decision makers. When right, he's a special talent. Do you think the combine, well, this is what we're getting to. Are we finally going to get it revealed what Arden Key left the team for last summer? I want to know. I've been wanting to know so bad. Why did he leave the team? Nobody's bugging him. Nobody's trying to dig and get info from Coach O because you know you're not going to get it. That's locked up at LSU. But the NFL executives, they're going to get all the information from you as you get into the league. We might find out what happened at the combine. Coming up here, of course, we'll have all the combine coverage you could handle right here on 103.7 The Game. It's time now. It's come to that moment every Thursday. We started this a few weeks ago. This will be, what, the third list, Cody? The third official, as voted by the staff here at 103.7 The Game, Acadiana Sports Station, your experts, Acadiana, voted this week. We compiled the list, we collected all the points, added them all up, and we present to you the official 103.7 The Game Top 10 List. The 103.7 The Game Top 10 List, as voted by everyone who works here at Acadiana's number one sports talk station. And you, by now, know the rules. We're not voting for ourselves. So if any member of the staff gets vote on here, they did not vote for themselves. You can't vote for relatives, friends. You can't vote for anybody from Gary, Indiana. What's the other place?
Davenport, Iowa.
Davenport, Iowa. And, of course, anything on the 103.7 The Game official top 10 list. Voted, they can't have a mask. It can't be anybody or anything wearing a mask. Those are the only criteria. Let's get in.
The people in Hoboken, New Jersey, have been pissing me off lately, too, so they need to calm down.
They're
still good.
I'll vote for everybody in Hoboken, but maybe you can lobby that at the next station meeting, Cody. For now, Hoboken is on the table, but I don't think anybody from Hoboken made it this week.
No Hoboken Warriors.
I think you're in luck. Number 10, JEFFJARRET. What's that spell? Jeff Jarrett, Double J, is a WWE Hall of Famer announced this week, which that is spelled HALLOFFAMER, Cody, just in case you were wondering. Ain't he great? The King of the Mountain, the Chosen One, Jeff Jarrett, a fan favorite here at 103.7 The Game. I know I voted for him. Clint Domain, I saw, voted for him. Did you vote for him? Is that why he got on?
I absolutely did, Alan.
I don't think we've had a stronger reaction to any of the Hall of Fame announcements yet than we had for Jeff Jarrett. Goldberg, Ivory, Dudley Boys, all great. Can't wait. But I really can't wait for Jeff Jarrett to be singing some country tunes at Smoothie King Center.
Yeehaw, Alan.
Number 9.
That's J-E-double-F. J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
Congratulations on the Hall of Fame nod and, of course, being number 10 on this week's top 10 list. Number 9.
Oh, thank you.
Alan Michael. I stayed put. I'm at number 9. Chosen one. I'm the king of the mountain here. Ain't I great? I got voted on. I didn't vote for myself, so I guess you guys voted on for my Double J gimmicks this week, Cody.
That's what it sounds like.
You gave me a vote?
I did, Alan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I should have been higher than 9 this time. I'm kind of bummed I'm in the exact same spot as last week. I had a guy on the show this week from Alabama, and I got him to not actually say Roll Tide. Who does that? Who in Louisiana could have a guest from Alabama that doesn't say Roll Damn Tide? Only me. I should be number one. Chosen one. I'm the king of the mountain here. Ain't I great? Has Dave Schultz ever had a guest from Alabama who didn't say Roll Tide? No.
I don't want to break you.
No. Okay. Never. Ever. I know.
Yep.
I know the facts. Jordy, never. Ever. They all say Roll Tide, but not on this show, because they know if you say Roll Tide, we're going to hold that tiger on you. But I guess I'll be number nine this week. Whatever.
Hey, Alan.
And the only damn talk show that did a Double J gimmick. All of the Double J gimmicks. No Roll Tide, and I'm only number nine.
Should have walked like Double J in today's game. Maybe that would.
Well, maybe I'll do that on today's game. Number eight, Fergie. And I think she looks like she was voted unanimously onto this list. A lot of the reasoning I'm seeing here. Sexiest anthem ever. Gave me something to talk about when it comes to the NBA. I don't know who wrote that. I like how they get all these anonymous notes everybody puts by their vote. But everybody, unanimously, everybody voted for Fergie this week. That was the sexiest damn anthem ever. It almost got Clint Domain in trouble on today's game this week, though. Cody, did you see he was watching her, Fergie's national anthem, in the dark alone, in the studio, at work? Very NSFW.
I'm not touching that one, Alan.
Yeah, Clint shouldn't be either. Number seven. Going deep. And that's what 2018 is all about. Everybody's got a little sneak peek into how we talk behind the scenes here. Everybody in the entire building has been saying going deep all week long. Dave Schultz said,
going deep.
I'm going out for a run. I said, yeah, but Dave, are you going to? He said, oh, I'm going deep.
Dad, you ready, girl? I'm going deep.
I said, Ben Love, hi, how are you looking for your show today? Who you got on the show? He said, man,
are you ready, girl? I'm going deep.
He said, I'm just calling it, you know, once I get on the mic, I'm just going to find whatever comes naturally and go deep.
Man, you ready, girl? I'm going deep.
I asked Uncle Jordy, you feeling well? He said, not too great, man, but I'm still ready to go deep.
Man, you ready, girl? I'm going deep.
And I saw Clint watching Fergie's national anthem, and I could tell you, you saw it on the tape if you saw today's game. Clint Domain has been going deep.
Man, you ready, girl? I'm going deep.
Catchphrase of the year?
As deep as he can.
It is a front runner for catchphrase of the year, going deep, for sure.
Yeah, 2018, new year, you're right.
Number six, Cody Schutz. The question-asking fool got engaged, and I think that's the exact same spot you landed in last week. Number six.
I'll take it, because she said yes.
Which means you are at number six again, and I'm at number nine again. All right.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm bummed you're ahead of me, but I'm glad we're both on the list.
69.
Number five, Will Wade for winning so much.
16 wins. How about that?
Will Wade gets 16 wins, gets a winning season in Will Wade's first season at LSU. That was his number one goal this season, to be a winning basketball program, and they are. Can't take that away from LSU. And now we're even talking, dang old, they can make the tournament.
16 wins. How about that?
Will Wade, number five. All right. Number four, Karl Malone. The mailman. I don't know if you've seen this, Cody, but this got a vote. High votes from me, and I saw Clint put it on. Karl Malone, a video of him pranking Anthony Davis at the All-Star game. We'll put this up on 1037thegame.com. He staged a prank where he wasn't the mailman, he was the maintenance man. Karl Malone.
Some know him as a master of disguise.
He was walking around like he was a janitor at a gym, and Anthony Davis thought he was at the gym filming a commercial. The mailman, or excuse me, maintenance man, was causing a ruckus and scared Anthony Davis so much, Anthony Davis went up to his head of security and said, hey, get rid of that guy. And then the mailman said, oh, Anthony Davis, can you give me your autograph and make it out to the mailman? Karl Malone. And Anthony Davis loses it. It was a great moment. Karl Malone, number four on this week's top 10 list.
Some know him as a master of disguise.
Number three, Lance McCullers Jr. for clowning ESPN on Twitter. Quote, at ESPN displaying mound visits today of Game 7 in the World Series. Like that's a standard game. The game decides everything, and we, as pitcher-catcher, have to combat sign-stealing, cheating. Y'all never talk baseball. Show baseball or care. Save your BS for Censor for Radio First Take.
Ooh. Oh, that's so rad.
Talk about burning it down. Lance McCullers absolutely scorched the Mickey Mouse Network, and he's number three on this week's top 10 list. Number two. I know we all voted for this, and look at it. Yep. Unanimously a top 10 get. Some people voted at number one. College baseball. Yo, low-key the most talked about thing here at the station. Off air, everybody has college baseball fever already, and the season just started. Cajuns, LSU, giving us plenty to talk about on the air and off the air. Ping! College baseball. Number two! Oh, there it is!
LSU wins the College World Series!
Don't know if that's happening this year, but we'll be talking about them nonstop, on and off air. Number one, though, on this week's 103.7 The Game top list, as voted by each and every single member of the staff, USA Women's Hockey.
USA, USA, USA.
Amanda Kessel and USA Hockey put Canada away in a shootout. Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson used her patented "oops, I did it again" maneuver to get the game winner. And then Maddie Rooney, the goalie, made the winning save 4 years after failing in that game. Redemption.
USA, USA, USA.
Team USA. We couldn't send our best men, but we damn sure sent our best women. Way to go, getting the gold. Stand tall, fly straight. USA, all the way to number one on the top 10 list. And that is it. That'll be posted up on 1037thegame.com later, Cody.
Gold freaking medal.
How many of your votes got on there?
Six.
Six of them? I hadn't actually, surprisingly, a lot. I had nine.
No way.
Yeah, I had most of them.
What'd you miss on?
You. I didn't have you on there.
I'm still higher than you on the list. I'm putting the pieces together, Alan.
Yeah, I don't know who voted you so high, but that's BS. Whatever. Go save that for your that BS for your Censor for Radio Sports Chat. Oh! Maybe Alan Michaels Show Sports Chat beef will be number one next week. We got to get that gimmick going. Build it up for WrestleMania, Cody. Start writing that out.
We'll have a mic on a pole match.
At the Superdome. I'm down. See if Dave Schultz will sign on the dotted line. We'll have a contract signing right here on the Alan Michaels Show.
Calling it right down the middle.
We'll have a visit to Hot Take City next as we wrap it up, B. It is the fastest hour in all of sports talk. Doot, doot. It's the Alan Michaels Show on 103.7 The Game. One time for U.S. women's hockey. Ho!
Thought we were going to do the clapping and the Ric Flair. And it's okay.
No, I'm giving them the hacksaw. Three-point stance, attack, 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 and a clothesline and a 2x4 to the back of Canada's head. Tough guy or tough lady? Ho! At least they gave us something to cheer about. USA still behind in the gold medal count. Germany and Norway, I believe, lead.
That's weird.
And these games are ending soon, so I don't know how many opportunities we have to catch up. I don't know if we could catch up to this train. Here it is. We need to jump on it and go to our favorite town that we go to every Thursday right here on 103.7 The Game. Time to take a trip to Hot Take City. Well, howdy, folks. I'm Alan Michaels, and I'm the mayor of Hot Take City. That's A-L-L-A-N-M-A-G-G-L-E. Ha-ha! And this here is Hot Take City, and you know, I'm sitting here watching the Olympics go down in South Korea. Can't help but notice all the gold that Norway's winning in these here games. 13 total. And that's enough to make you say, no way. Norway? Ha ha! Ain't that great? You know, old Mayor Alan Magle here, he takes care of his property here in Hot Take City. Unlike the corrupt MLB. You know, they say proof is in the pudding. Well, I got the pudding right here. 6 mound visits and speeding up a game that doesn't need speeding up. They're trying to turn this into some sort of XFL situation. You see, I was born into a family of mayors, and I know how to mayor better than anybody. I also know college baseball better than anybody. And I know one thing is true. LSU is going to beat on them Longhorns this weekend. Ain't that great? You know, Doug Peterson said Carson Wentz would have won MVP had he played in the Super Bowl. Somebody needs to tell old boy that by showing one man respect, you're disrespecting the man who won you the dang old Super Bowl. And that's Nick Foles.
Yep.
Yep. Maybe because he's really hurt or maybe because he wants to be a Laker. I don't know. Either way, Kawhi Leonard decided not to return to the Spurs this season before his quad's fully healed is a major score for the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets. Ha-ha! Ain't I great? Let's get on out of here. Get out of here. Y'all come back now, you hear? Hot Take City's turning into like Nashville these days. I don't know, Cody. I don't know about that whole vibe they're trying to go for now.
Nashville is a pretty sweet city, though.
So. It's cool, but I think Hot Take City needs a hockey team that's really good before they get to be like Nashville.
The Flames? It's already taken, huh?
They're in Calgary, yeah. Maybe the...
The Hot Take City third degrees.
I like that. We'll work on it. Who knows? There could be a completely new gimmick next week in Hot Take City, depending on who goes into the Hall of Fame. A-L-A-M-M-A-G-L-E. I love it. Okay, I had to do one more Jeff Jarrett gimmick. It's too good.
Way to go, slap nuts.
All right. I promise no Jeff Jarrett gimmicks tomorrow. No, I
don't.
Lie. No, I'm not lying. We're going to do all the Double J stuff tomorrow anyway. And we're going to crown Best in the World and Jabroni of the Week tomorrow and set the stage for LSU and the Texas Longhorns. But that's tomorrow. We got to get out of here. We are out of time. Until tomorrow, have a good time all the time.